Hey, can you hear me? Let me out of here, please. I don't like it. Hello? Yes, hello? Can you let me out of here, please? This isn't funny.
Oh, golly, thanks, mister. It was getting hard to breathe in there. Yeah, I'm an elf from Santa's workshop. Or at least I will be until he finds out what happened here. I'm so screwed. Oh, sorry. My name is Mary. Mary Doodlebottom. Pleased to make your acquaintance, sir. How did I end up in a box under your tree? Well, the short answer is that Santa delivered me here. Although, he didn't know it. He just thought I was another gift. Well, it's kind of a long story how I ended up in a box. We were prepping the final gifts for Region 4F, and some of the girls in the shop thought it would be funny to jam me into this box and wrap me up. What was I supposed to do? I was jammed into a bag and shoved onto the back of a sleigh, and before I knew, I was on my way here. Tell Santa! Oh, no. That would have been a bad idea. I couldn't have let Santa know. Again, it's kind of a long story. But one thing Santa does not like is a tattletale. I'd have been cleaning reindeer shit out of the stables for the next 50 years. No, thank you. They do not have a healthy diet. And Donna is a pervert. I'm not going to get into why Santa doesn't like tattletales. That would be, well, tattling. Let's just say that there is a reason Mrs. Claus isn't invited to Santa's after Christmas vacation to Brazil. But you didn't hear that from me. Actually, I think she already suspects something is going on, judging by the way she flirts with the boy elves. What am I going to do now? I've got to get back to the North Pole or I'm going to lose my job. Although maybe that's for the best. The ladies I work with? Well, they don't like me much. They're always picking on me and teasing me. And apparently, jamming me into toy boxes now. Oh, maybe Keebler's hiring. I'm sorry that your kid isn't going to get a toy now. Do you have some tools? Maybe I can cobble something together really quick. No kids in the house? Then who was the gift for? Where's the tag? Let's see. From Santa to... Oh no. I was your gift. I'm so sorry. I'll make it up to you. Let's look at the box and see what we were supposed to get, and see if it's something I know how to make. Realistic sex doll. Oh, very funny, ladies. Very funny. Hate those bitches. No, that's their idea of a joke. Well, I have this thing for... Let me start at the beginning. A few months ago, I got reassigned temporarily to work in the adult toy workshop, or ATW as we call it. Anyway, it was eye-opening. So many winky toys and all sorts of shapes and sizes. Frankly, some of them were so big they were scary. Like, there was this one model called the Dragon, and that was like huge. Anyway, I really liked it, but it was a temporary assignment and I had to go back to the under 5 workshop. Cobbling wooden trains and such. It's so boring. So last week, when there was a job listing posted for quality control in the ATW, I applied. Well, the girls found out and I haven't been able to live it down. It's my dream job, spending all those hours handling all those toys. Can you keep a secret? Well, when I was working in the ATW, I sort of borrowed one of the toys. I snuck it into my tool pouch and took it back to my heart. It's just so beautiful. I just like to hold it and play with it. no, 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 no. I haven't put it in my honey pot. I'm not even sure it will even fit. Look, I'm no prude. I've had sex. But the elf boys I've had are, let's just say that in our culture, a smaller winky is more highly regarded. All of the other girls will talk about these guys and how amazing their winkies are and how they were such studs, but they did nothing for me. I need more. There's this one elf, Figgis, who apparently has a huge winky. He gets teased all the time for it. But I want to see it. I want to see if he can satisfy my cravings. He's really cute, but he's kind of shy and I haven't worked up the courage to approach him yet. So yeah, I'm worried that the toy is too big for my honeypot. But I do like to... Oh, golly, this is so embarrassing to admit. You know what, never mind, it's too weird. Sometimes I like to put it in my mouth. It just feels right to me. Oh, golly, I can't believe I just admitted that. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, who does that? Wait, what? That's something humans do. Do girls put winkies in their mouths? Oh, golly, mister. I can see your winkies. Oh, golly, how do I put this? Your winkie is kind of showing in your pajama bottoms. Is it getting hard? Really? Can I see it? Yes, I really want to see it. I've never seen a human winky before. Cock. Is that your word for it? Well, can I see your cock? You want me to take it out? Okay. Oh, golly! It looks exactly like my toy. Like, exactly the same. Even the veiny bits are there. Oh no. Oh golly, I'm sorry, mister. I just had to put it in my mouth. It's like a compulsion. I couldn't stop myself. I'm so sorry. You really don't mind? You don't think I'm a weirdo freak? If you're okay with it then, yes, I would love to do it some more. You're sure? Thanks, mister. So much better with a real winky. Cock. It's warm and it tastes better. With my toy, I could sometimes get it into my fruit a little. Is it okay if I try? Oh. I think I could get it all the way in if you help a little. Will you push my head down a little? Hang on. I need to breathe for a second. Okay. Whew, okay, do it again. Oh my god. Oh, it's so hot. Again. And humans do this all the time. Not as well. Oh, mister, you flatter me. Do you think it'll fit inside my honeypot? That's what humans call it. A pussy. Really? Okay. If you say so. Yeah, I'd like to try. I mean, if you're willing. Let me just take off my smock. Oh, you like my boobies. Thank you. That's nice to hear. I get teased a lot by the girls for that too. They're pretty big, at least by our standards. Okay, should I just lay on the bed, or do humans have some weird way to do this too? The bed. Okay. Okay, mister, I'm ready. What do you mean you want to warm me up? I thought you were going to fuck me. Lick it! My honeypot! You want to lick my my pussy? No, if it's something that humans do, then I'd like to try it. I can see why it might feel good. It's just not something that us elves do. Oh, golly, that does feel nice. Oh, do I taste good? Oh, like candy. Oh, yum. Maybe I have to start tasting myself. I like it when you wiggle your tongue like that inside of me. It feels really nice. I can't believe I'm getting even wetter. My gumdrop. You're licking my gumdrop. Holy golly, does that feel amazing? Look, mister, I'm never going to remember all these silly sounding human terms. Just let me enjoy this. Now, get your tongue back on my gumdrop, please. Wow, that feels good. What is that? Your finger? Oh, no. Oh, keep going. I like that. It feels great. Just getting fucked. Keep pumping it in and out of me like that. Oh, yes. Do I want another what? Finger? Like, two fingers at the same time? Yeah, I'm a good slow, okay? One finger is already bigger than what I'm used to. Oh, goody. Oh, fuck. That just slid right in my noob. problem at all. You just kept pushing and switched me wide open for you. Keep doing that with your fingers while you nibble on my gumdrop. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it's going to make me come. Yes, please, please, please keep fucking me with your fingers. Oh, just like that. Please, please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please, please, please. Oh, golly fuck, I'm going to come, mister. I'm going to come. Please don't stop. Please don't. Was amazing. I've never come like that before. Oh, I stretched open so easily for your fingers. I think I can handle your winky. Put it in me, please. Oh, don't stop. Keep going and pushing all the way, my honey boy. I can feel it stretching open for you. It feels really good. Keep going. Oh, you're so deep inside of me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Fuck that honey pot, mister. You're fucking me so good. Can you do it harder? Yes. Fuck me, mister. Harder, go harder. Oh, yes. Oh, you're going to make me come again. Oh, my God. Keep going. Keep fucking me. Go harder. What I was looking for all this time. It's too hard. I have to settle for my toy when I get back to the North Pole. Or maybe I'll hook up with Figgis and I'll see if the rumors about his giant winky are true. So, not to change the subject, but can I use your computer? I have to email HQ and arrange to have someone pick me up. Santa's going to be pissed if I'm gone for too long. No, us North Pole elves aren't meant to live among the humans. I've definitely got to get back. I just don't know what to do in the meantime. It's the busy season, obviously, and it will be a few days before they can make the arrangements to pick me up. I guess I'll just hide out in the woods until then. Stay here. Are you sure? Oh, I see how you are. You have more of you want to show me, huh? Well, thank you very much for the offer. I'd love to stay with you while I wait for my ride. I promise I'll be a very good house guest.